Let me look at some of the people who lived in Amersham and Chesham Boyce that worked on the station. Charles Harold Taylor, the station master, was a forbidding sort of person to us. I mean, we kept out of his way. But I also got to know one of the signalmen, Hector Radcliffe, and Hector's wife worked in on Hill Avenue in later years at Bennett's, I think it was, shoe shop. I believe that was the name. And then we learned the elements, or I particularly did, the elements of working a signal box. I used to pull the levers and ring the code bells under the direction of Hector, of course. But the point was that I could only go there on Mr. Taylor's half day because he'd soon turn me out of the signal box, but he never was given that opportunity. But going back to Mr. Taylor, it was quite an empire that the railway had then at Amersham. The station was called Amersham and Chesham Boys. It had a large plaque on the up platform and on the down platform that told you this. There was no messing about. It was definitely Amersham and Chesham Boyce until the war, and then the names were taken off altogether. And when they were reinstated, it was just, I think, just Amersham, although I was away from here by that time. Now, the station master, he was the boss. Then you had the booking clerks. And they were all personalities who lived here. Tom Druce, chief booking clerk, very good to me. A man, a shortish man with curly hair, a very dignified manner. And he was the boss. And behind the window, the booking office window, there were desks. And he normally didn't issue tickets himself. He looked after all the clerical work. For the station master, he was, I think, as well, the station master's chief clerk. But he issued tickets with tremendous panache. You would ask for a ticket to Marylebone, shall we say, and he would lick his finger, and then he'd put his hand into a whole rack of tickets, and he would pull one out with his finger from the bottom of the pile. And then with a sort of flick of his wrist, he would put it in the, I think it was called the Edmondson's ticket punching machine, date punching machine or something like that. I'm sure Edmondson was the name. And then he would pull it out of there, dated, and put it down on the counter, and you would pay your money. And and he was always very gracious. It wasn't gracious to me particularly, but he was very gracious to more senior citizens. And but